We are very blessed to have our speaker today. Pat Hall, our librarian, is going to share a word with us. And so let's bless him with a word of prayer. Will you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. And Father, I thank you for just the ocean of grace you've given us. You modeled love to us in the most perfect way. Help us to model that to the world. And Father, I thank you for our speaker. Help him to speak your truth only. Help us to hear your truth only. And let us be blessed in communion with you today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's welcome Pat Hall.
Thank you. As I was, he was praying, my microphone fell off. Which is kind of a good start, huh? It's always cool when I hear my voice on the microphone. I always feel like I'm the all-powerful librarian. You know, I am the mighty librarian. Whoa. Apparently, I'm not all-powerful. Can I leave now? Is this okay? So last fall, Derek asked me if I'd speak at chapel. And to be honest, I wasn't very excited about it. And I'm still not really very excited about it, but I will do it. And, you know, speaking in chapel has never been a goal in my life. Actually, I think my goal was to never speak in chapel. And I was happy with that because I thought it was a very attainable goal. And you know, I'm just not a preacher. You know, to stand up and preach is not a specialty of mine. I actually came to Barclay College as a pastoral ministry student, but I didn't leave as a pastoral ministry student because I found out right away that I was not meant to be a pastor. I didn't know I was meant to be a librarian, but I'm glad that happened because I like being a librarian, and it's pretty cool. So, as we were talking, he talked me into it. He said something that made a lot of sense. He said that it's important for people to see someone who is not a preacher give a message because we all have something important to say. So hopefully I'll say something important today, and that might be new for most of you, but I'm just kidding. Give me a break. I'm trying to be funny. If I say something that sounds funny and you're not sure if you should laugh, just laugh. It's okay. Thank you. You're awesome. So we talked about dates, and Valentine's Day was available. I thought, wouldn't that be a great time to talk about relationships? Because if you ever saw me in my office, I talk about relationships all the time with students. Typically, it's me making fun of the relationships, but you know, that's still a conversation. And so between those conversations and just watching students in a non-creepy way, watching students try to date each other, it kind of reminds me, I mean, you people have no idea what you're doing. It kind of reminds me, well, have you ever seen a dog that is chasing a car? Well, you kind of remind me of a dog that is chasing a parked car. You know, bark, 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 smack. And because you people get in relationships and you have no idea what you're doing. And, you know, it's really interesting to watch, but you know it's going to end badly. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about dating, but before I get into that, I want to talk about friendship and the importance of making friends. And because I believe friendship is very important to who you're going to date and who you're going to marry, because if you don't marry your best friend, you're going to be without your best friend, I guess. I don't know. How do you say that? So anyways, mentorship has been on my heart a lot lately, and I think it's because I do a lot of mentoring in my office. And if you think that bothers me, it doesn't. I love doing it, and I'm glad that God put me in a position where I can mentor people, and so I'll never think it's a bother if you come to talk to me. But one verse that has been coming to my mind a lot lately is Matthew 28:19, which is, man, my legs are shaking. Knock that off. So if I walk around with my legs shaking, I'm not nervous. Maybe I am nervous. So what was I talking about? I'm going to do this about three times. Thank you. 28:19. Basically, Jesus is saying, go and make disciples. Okay, and so what is a disciple and how do you make them? I mean, is there a formula for it? Is it, you know, a pound of sugar and a little bit of salt, add some water, and poof, you have a disciple? Or, you know, that's not how it is. In the past, when I read that verse, I would think of it as you go out and you find people to mentor and you witness to them and share the gospel, and that's going out and making disciples. But as I've grown in my walk, I've realized that making disciples is really making friends. Because, you know, who's going to listen to you? You know, do you listen to strangers? Probably not, but you listen to your friends. You know, I think it's important to realize that You know, a disciple isn't somebody who you just meet randomly. It's somebody who you develop a friendship with. Give me a second. Every time I practice, it's like I lose my thought right at the same spot. It's amazing. No, this isn't a funny thing. Give me a second. What was I saying? I was saying disciples. Help me. What was I saying? Somebody's got to remember because I don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, think of it this way. Okay, I got it. I'm back on track. Okay. See, this is why you bring notes when you speak. Oh, my goodness. How much time do I have left? 25 minutes? I'll never make this. So think of it this way. Okay, if a perfect stranger, if a random stranger came up to you and said they wanted to disciple you, would you let them? You know, probably not. You'd probably call the police. You know, creeper, you know. So a discipleship is making friends. Now, who are your potential disciples? It's whoever God has put into your life. And who has God put into your life? Well, just look around the room. You know, everybody here is your potential disciple. You know, I'll tell you a secret. There are people here in this room who need friends. You know, there are people here who just need to know that somebody cares about them. There are people here who have something to share. They have a burden they want to share, and they need somebody to share it with. You know, there are people here who just want to be loved. You know, they don't have that. So everybody in this room, or everybody in your life right now, is your potential disciple, and you should be trying to make friends with them. And I truly believe that if you're not trying to meet every single person, or at least trying to become friends with everybody who's in your life right now, then you're not trying to fulfill what Jesus is asking you to do by making disciples. So how do you do that? How do you make friends? Now, I know I've talked about friends, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to sound a little contradictory to what I just said. I don't go out and make friends, okay? I don't go out and try to make friends. And the reason is because a friendship is a two-way thing. I may want to be your friend, but you may not want to be mine. And so trying to make friends with you is not going to work. What I do is I try to make connections and break down barriers and then let that form into a friendship. For example, I would just, I mean, have I ever said hi to you? Do I ever... You know, I get to know your name. I get to know a little bit about you. I get to find out. I ask you how you're doing. I do this all the time, every day. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to make connections and break down barriers. In the library, and I don't know if you've noticed me do this, but when someone comes in the library, I'll watch them, again, in a non-creepy way. I will watch them, although it might look creepy, but it's not, I promise. And what I'm doing is I'm waiting for you to make eye contact with me. And then when you do, I'll wave at you. And it's just making connections, breaking down barriers. Let's see. Oh, who has ever gotten candy out of my office? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. There's probably more than that. Breaking down barriers, making connections. I'm just curious. Is there anyone who has never gotten candy out of my office? Oh, dude, you're missing out, man. I got great candy. Oh, yeah, the monkey. Oh, stupid monkey. Someday we'll play hide the monkey. It'll be a blast. Yeah, and you might be thinking, you know, Pat, this is easy for you because you're a people person, and you can meet people easily. And I just can't do that because I'm not a people person. Well, you can't use that excuse with me, because if you knew me when I first came to Berkeley as a student, you'd realize that I wasn't a people person either. I was very hard to get to know. I was very quiet, reserved. Just ask Lois or Dave, who were my professors back then. They'll tell you that I'm not the same person that I was. I'm saying that to try to take away your excuses. One day, I don't know why I did this, but I just decided to just meet people and make friends. Now, I'm sure there's a story behind that, but as I was trying to remember my past, I couldn't think of why I started doing that, but I did. And I'm glad I did, because I like who I've become, and I like the friendships I've developed, and I like that God can use me to mentor people. And that's why it's so important to make friendships and mentoring. Now, I truly believe this, is that you don't pick your disciples pick you. So what I encourage you to do, and you're not going to know who those are. I mean, there's people who come to my office, and because of those connections I've made with them, they come and they talk to me, and some of the people are surprised to me. I wouldn't have expected them to come and share their life with me. But so what I encourage you to do is go out and meet as many people as you can, and then be available when God sends the people to you to mentor. Okay, and that is what I feel is going out and making disciples. And that's why I think friendships are so important. And that only took 10 minutes. We're getting out there really early. So, now, I'm going to take that and I want to apply it to dating. I just live life, guys. I just have fun. So, where's that? Dating, right? Did I say dating? Excellent. So, like I said, you guys are just craziness as far as dating goes. So let me ask you a question. What kind of a person do you want to marry? You want to marry somebody. I've talked to students plenty about this, and they say, I want to marry somebody who has a good personality, is smart, funny, loves Jesus. Who said that? I just want to say that. Loves Jesus, definitely. Strong spiritual walk. But since I'm not available to everybody, it's No, I'm just playing. This is why I'm not a preacher. Okay, right here. So, where was I? Someone tell me. Love Jesus. Oh, I'm not available. Okay, find somebody. When you marry somebody, you want to find somebody who is what you're looking for. Okay? For example, let's say it's important to you to find somebody to marry somebody who is good with money. Okay, so you don't want to marry someone who can't balance a checkbook. Okay? Trust me on this one. I just want to throw that out. I told my wife I'd embarrass her at least once today. So usually I embarrass her like 10, 20 times a day. This is a blessing for her. Oh my goodness. Next time I'm bringing notes. Find somebody you want to marry. So when you're dating somebody, you want to date somebody who is what you're looking for in the spouse. Yeah, but here's what happens. You meet somebody, you decide you like them, and then 2 days later you're dating them. Why does that make sense to you? Does that seem at all logical or even smart? It sounds to me like a disaster waiting to happen. Like burp, 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 smack, dogs. So, you'll be all right. One moment. There's so much ad-libbing going on here, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Okay, we talked about dating, we talked about the dog, we talked about finding somebody. I remember now, okay. So after 2 days, you're dating somebody, and you don't know that person. And here's what's going to happen. You have to go through the breakup process because they're not the person you're looking for. And nobody likes the breakup process, okay? I mean, you have to take the walk to the park and have the talk. You got to know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you do. And there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it's not good. And some of you do this over and over again. And it's like you never learn. It's like the dog that returns to his vomit, It's just not, was that too harsh? It sounded good in practice. Somebody, I just lost it half of you. I apologize. Thank you so much, man. Oh, my goodness. Do I sound like I can't talk? I was thinking, every time I talk, this happens to me. And my mouth just goes, bleh. And so I always try to take some water with me, but I always forget, and then this happens. Thank you, Howard. You're awesome. You can have some candy. Oh, my goodness. This is not even close to how I practice this. Okay, let me find out where I am again. Talk about dating. Gnashing of teeth. Oh, definitely. So I have a solution to your dating problems, okay? We can call this Dating 101 with the librarian. Not to be confused with dating the librarian, which is a completely different topic. So here's your solution. You ready? Stop dating people. Okay? I know it sounds funny, or you got no one to laugh, but it was funny. Stop dating people and start developing friendships with them. And that's why I started out with friendships, because I wanted to stress how important friendships are. When you're a friend with somebody, you get to see who they really are. You get to see, what they like and don't like, what their goals are, their dreams, what kind of a personality they have and character. And those are the things that you're looking for in a spouse. So why would you date somebody who you haven't found out much about yet? And so that's why you should make friends. And this way, if you find that you don't like them, you don't have to break up with them. It's a win-win situation. Okay? Now this is, I'm going to try to get a little bit serious here, which is going to be unusual for me, but I'm going to try. Okay. While you're making friends with people, and I think that's what you should do, don't look to date people, look to make friends with people. And so, but when you make these friends, you're going to find that you're attracted to somebody. And it's just going to happen. You can't avoid it. That's just the way it is. You know, God designed us to find a mate, and so you're going to be attracted to your friends. Here's what I want you to do. I want you, if you find yourself attracted to your friends, don't tell them. God, what is that? Don't tell them. Don't tell them. And hold on to that and be their friend for at least 6 months. At least 6 months. And after that, so can you still hear me if I put it down here? You sound like I'm spitting into the microphone, but I'm not. And after that 6 months, if you still like them then, you know, ask them out. But I'm serious about the six-month thing. Because when you date somebody, you want to date them for the right reasons. And if you don't know them very well, you don't know what they are. You're not seeing who they are. You're seeing who they think you want them to be. And so if you wait 6 months, you're dating them, and your attraction is real. You're attracted to them instead of, you're attracted to them instead of, you know, how they look or who they pretend to be, like I just said. So does that make sense? I know nobody does that, but I think you should wait 6 months before you start dating somebody. Before you even tell them you like them. Okay, wait 6 months because you want to know you want to date the real person. And because when you're dating somebody, here's what you're telling them. You're telling them that, you know, you're a person who I want to marry someday. You're a potential spouse, because that's why we date. So I think I'll just jump to the next topic because I forgot where I'm at again. So, oh my goodness. How much time? Man, we got here quick. So there's something I hear around campus all the time. Things like, you know, girls give mixed messages and boys are dumb. Have you ever heard that? I hear boys are dumb way too often. I take it personal, even though I don't think they're talking about me. Well, I think they are. But, you know, around here, if a boy likes a girl, the girl will be friendly to him while at the same time trying to avoid him. And the boy is supposed to get the hint, you know? And so, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Somebody's got to know what I'm talking about. This can't be just me. So if someone is attracted to you and you don't want to date them, just tell them so and be clear about it. Say something like, you know, I value our friendship, but I do not want to date you. Okay, very simple, very clear. Now, if you're on the receiving end of that, it's going to suck, okay? And it's going to hurt, and your friendship is going to be awkward for probably quite a while. But all I can say to you, my only advice to you is just accept that it's not going to happen and get over it. I know that's kind of a harsh thing to say, but that's the only thing you can do. But don't let that ruin your friendship, okay? Because friendships are so important. And one thing about friendships that I feel is very important is that you can tell a friend something you can't, that nobody else can tell them. For example, you can say those hard things to that person that no one else can say to them. You know, things that they don't want to hear, but they need to hear. Only a friend can do that. If you haven't developed that friendship, you really haven't earned the right to tell them, and they won't listen to you even if you try. And that's how friendships are important. So, is 10 minutes good enough? Is 20 minutes okay? Usually, whatever. Okay. So that's really all I wanted to share today. Just the value of friendship and the value of making disciples and just meeting people, getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of the little groups that you have, and just meeting other people. Okay, because there's a lot of people here who need to hear what you need to tell them. And you don't know who they are, and they don't know who you are, but you're going to make that connection, and God is going to bless that. But you can't do it if you don't get out of your comfort zone and get out of your, I don't want to call them small groups, that's not right. I don't want to say cliques, because that doesn't sound right either, but that's kind of what it is. So that's really all I have today, 20 minutes, hope that's long enough. You guys have a great day, and thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much. Much needed words. Happy Valentine's Day. Grace and peace. You're dismissed.